Jason and B. Hirschhorn, SBNation.com, to talk a little Green Bay Packers right now. Jason, I appreciate you joining us as always. And with, I mean, I don't really know where else to start this conversation other than saying, how do we live in a world where the Titans beat the Packers 47-25? Like, how did that happen?
Well, it happened for a variety of reasons. Defensive issues that have plagued the Packers for a lot of the last couple of weeks. Certainly some special teams breakdowns, not as bad as the ones that plagued them a week ago against the Indianapolis Colts, but significant nonetheless. And an offense that, you know, at times looks effective, but it took until they were down three scores before they really kicked into anything remotely close to high gear. So this is a team that's playing, you know, behind the eight ball injury-wise, but still not doing enough in terms of the coaching and the game planning to be competitive in games against teams like the Tennessee Titans, which, as you mentioned, is certainly an inferior opponent on paper.
Yeah, I like a lot of things that Tennessee is doing, building out through their offensive line, you know, investing high draft picks there, their power running game. I mean, I didn't mean to be that rude to Tennessee. I guess I was in the question. But, I mean, the idea that they would beat Green Bay by 22 points before the season began, I mean, that wouldn't register. And I know a lot of people are just confused as to how could this happen to Green Bay. There's Aaron Rodgers is in Green Bay, right? And, you know, you mentioned the game planning. So are you looking more to Mike McCarthy when you're seeing this offense stagnate right now than Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I mean, they're both culpable to varying degrees. Certainly Rodgers is still missing some passes that used to be layups for him, and not just for a quarterback of his caliber, but there's some passes into the flat and over the middle that you expect any starting quarterback in the NFL to make. At the same time, this is a team that is not taking advantage of the personnel in the way that they should. And McCarthy, though, has made adjustments over the course of the season, hasn't done so to the degree that is necessary for them to, you know, overpower opponents the way that they did 2, 3, 4 years ago. And, I mean, we talked about this the last time I was on your show. You know, McCarthy, if things really go poorly, could not just be on the hot seat. I mean, he could lose his job at the end of the year. I don't think it's going to happen prior to that point. There's not going to be a mid-season firing in Green Bay in all likelihood. But, I mean, McCarthy's playing for his job. I think that's why, for example, in today's press conference, he made a point to say he's a highly successful NFL coach, which, you know, historically that's true. But you don't make that point unless you feel like people are questioning it.
Well, also, the journalists in the room aren't the ones deciding whether or not he stays or goes. Right. And I guess with Green Bay, the board of directors is a little more complicated than just having one owner. I frankly don't know how that decision to hire or fire Mike McCarthy or Ted Thompson goes when you don't have one specific owner. But I did find that to be very unusual. I mean, I can't really think of too many other coaches who have just flat out told a room full of journalists like, hey, guys, look at the record. Like, I'm very good at this. Like that struck me as a very insecure moment from a guy that has to be concerned about his gig. I mean, I don't know how else to receive that message other than that. So, I mean, it seems like he must be hearing a lot of that noise about his performance now. With regard to Rodgers, let's dive into that more specifically. I mean, you mentioned some throws that he's missing right now that he normally makes. I mean, do you have any idea why? I mean, I know that's the million-dollar question here, but, I mean, he's 32, and we're seeing Brady, you know, play his best football arguably at 39 here. I mean, is there reason to believe that Rodgers is kind of starting to slide?
Well, in terms of his physical gifts, I don't think that's the case at all. I mean, there's no reason to think that Rodgers has lost something on his fastball or that he's just lost the ability to make accurate throws. I think it has to do with how he feels about his own personnel. We saw early in the game against Tennessee that he was forcing throws to a covered Jordy Nelson, whereas other receivers like Devontae Adams, or in some cases like a Trevor Davis, were open. So I think a little bit of this is that Rodgers has not forced himself to develop chemistry with some of his younger receivers. And, you know, when Jordy Nelson was an all-pro level receiver, maybe that was fine. But now that Jordy Nelson is still functional, but certainly not a guy who is going to just destroy secondaries by himself, you need to spread the ball around more. You need to learn to trust some of the other receivers. Now, I know Devontae Adams finished the game with, I believe, 156 yards, and it ended up being a great stat line, but that was well into the game when he started to be featured earlier on. I mean, Devontae Adams was getting wide open, and Rodgers was not even looking in his direction. So these things, I think, factor into how the offense has operated. I think it's why you've seen Rodgers struggle so many times opening games. It takes a while for him to get in rhythm. That has to change, regardless of which season we're talking about, maybe even which head coach we're talking about. The Packers are going to be a dominant offense again.
Jason B. Hirschhorn checking in with us right now, SBNation.com. I'm Lewis Woodard. This is SB Nation Radio. And when you look at the Packers being 4-5 right now, I mean, that's kind of an alarming statistic that they're under 500 this late in the season when they've been one of the bigger certainties in all of sports. I mean, they haven't quite been the Spurs and the Patriots, but, you know, this iteration of the Packers has been consistently damn good for a long time. But when you look at the rest of the division, no one's pulling away from them. Minnesota's driving the car backwards right now, and Detroit's a flawed 5-4 team without much of a defense. So they still have an excellent shot of winning their division if you look at it from within that context. When you check out, you know, the rest of their division, the rest of their schedule, you know, what do you think the likelihood that they actually grab the division is?
I mean, it's still a distinct possibility, but I feel like at this point, given what we've seen from the team, given how they play some of these opponents, and frankly, just given the quality of that roster, at least the version of it that they're going to have going forward, it's more of an outside shot than we would have thought even, you know, 2 weeks ago. I mean, you look at the schedule they have now. They're in the middle of a three-game road trip. That's going to be hard for any team, regardless of context. They've already lost the first game of those against perhaps the easiest team amongst that part of the schedule. And, you know, they still have pretty big matchups later on in the season. You know, they haven't played Minnesota home yet, but that's going to be a tough game. They have to go at Detroit for the season finale. And they still have that game against the Seahawks looming, which, you know, that was always going to be a difficult game, even when we thought the Packers were one of the better squads in the NFL. And right now, I don't think anyone realistically thinks the Packers are going to take that game. And if you start adding up the possible losses, and you look at the same situation with the Minnesota Vikings, who, you know, as you mentioned, they are struggling too, but they have plenty of talent, maybe more talent than any other team in the division. And the Detroit Lions, which, you know, regardless of how well we think of their roster, they're playing very, very well, at least on offense. It's looking like the Packers are facing an uphill battle to get into the playoffs and win that division.
All right, Jason, let's put the roster in focus again. You mentioned that Rodgers is reluctant to trust some of the younger receivers, and we've discussed Mike McCarthy here, but what about Ted Thompson? I mean, I know that this roster, I would love to quote a statistic right now, and I can't remember it, but I think that the Green Bay roster has the highest percentage of players drafted by that team in the entire league, right? They're very reluctant to go out and get free agents. Like, they like to have these homegrown talents. I mean, at what point is this receiving core on Ted Thompson rather than Mike McCarthy for scheming them open?
Oh, there's certainly deficiencies on the rosters you would have with any team in the NFL. Even the best squads have deficiencies somewhere. That's just the nature of being a football team in the NFL with the salary cap. But the roster overall certainly has enough to be a playoff team. I mean, the wide receivers, though not as good as they've been in the past, still feature two right now who are on pace for over 1,000 yards. I mean, there's very few teams in the league that can say that at this point in the season. The offensive line, although it's banged up right now, they lost David Bakhtiari and TJ Lang over the course of the Tennessee game, is one of the better pass-blocking units. And again, it has Aaron Rodgers, and the defense, for the most part this year, has been very good at stopping the run, and they are improving outside of this past couple of weeks, stopping the pass. So this is a team that should be better based on the roster. I don't think it's necessarily an indictment of Ted Thompson, outside maybe a couple of spots. His job is not in question, at least not at this stage. I don't think that's going to change at any point over the next, you know, 12 months. This is on Mike McCarthy and the coaching staff to do better with the tools they have, adjust better to the circumstances, because if not, we're probably going to talk about whether he's returning in 2017.
Once again, guys, he is Jason B. Hirschhorn. Check out his work at acmepackingco.com, the Green Bay site, to also sbnation.com. And Jason, as always, appreciate your insight into what's going on in Green Bay. Thanks, man.
Anytime, Lewis.